horses.
Vedo nityam adhiyatam tatuditam karma svanushtiyatam tene shasya vidhiyatam apachiti kame matistajyatam papauga paridhuyatam bhavasukhe doso nusandhiyatam atmecha vyavasiyatam nijagrihat turnam vinirgamyatam sangasatsu vidhiyatam bhagavato bhakti dridhadhiyatam shantyadhi parijiyatam dhiratarum karmasu santajyatam sadvidvanupasipyatam pratidinam tatpaduka sevyatam brahmaikaksharamartyatam shrutishiro vakyam samakarnyatam.
So the instructions given by Shankaracharya is like this: Vedo Nityam Adhiyatam, daily study the scriptures, Taduditam Karma Svanushthiyatam, and according to the scriptures, try to fulfill your desire in the righteous way. Tene Sasya Vidhiyatam Apachiti, whatever actions you are doing, it should be Apachiti as a devotion to the Lord. It's a Karma Yoga, straight way. Shankaracharya is saying, all actions are should be worship to the Lord. Kame mati stajyatam, and there should not be any selfish desire. All are for the happiness of the Lord. Papauga paridhuyatam, my vasanas, my sins, we have to do atonement. And the atonement, general atonement, we have seen, naam jap. The best thing is to do naam jap. Ganga snan, difficult. And last one is Tirtha Brahman. So those are difficult. Naam jap is very easy. So continue doing naam jap. So your papas all will be clean. Bhavasukhe doso anusandhiyatam. See the shortcomings in the pleasure of the world. What are the shortcomings? They always give you temporary. They require effort. And they will never give you permanent happiness. These are bhavasukha dos, we have to see continuously. Then atma ichha vyavasiyatam, because there are only two things, one is the bhava, other is the atman, one is the matter, other is the spirit. If the matter is not giving me happiness, so I have to go toward the spirit. Atma ichha vyavasiyatam, nij grihat trunam vinargamyatam. Then you cut your attachment to your home. Nij grihat trunam vinargamyatam means that means you don't have to leave your house, but the attachment should be cut. There should not be no more attachment to the house. Thereafter, sangha sasu vidhitam, what is to be done? If I have started seeing the shortcomings of the pleasures of the world, what should be done? Sangha sasu vidhitam, do the satsang now. Go to the places where the sat is discussed. Sat means satchidananda. Bhagavato bhakti dridha adhiyatam, and make your devotion toward the Lord firm, more and more firm. Santyadi parichiyatam, I should cultivate the inward wealth, inner wealth. What are those inner wealth? Sam, dham, upram. Tisicha sraddha, samadhan. Good. Dridhataram karmasu santajyatam. In the first verse it was said, you do all your actions as a worship to the Lord. Now the same Shankaracharya is saying, Dridhataram karmasu santajyatam. Leave all actions, all karma yoga to be also be left. No karma yoga needed because your chitta suddhi is done. Then after that, Dridhataram, why Dridhataram? Because it is for the last 25, 30 years we are practicing this thing. So it has become very firm. It is your daily duty, it has become. What the people do, they continue to do the sadhana which they are doing from the childhood. Ramayan padhte hain, padhte rahenge, bas. Arey, it's over, khatam ho gaya. Now take further step. Dhritam karmasu santajyatam, sad vidwan upasriptatam, go to the vidwan, sad vidwan, not other vidwan, not the teachers of physics, chemistry, go to the vidwan of sat. Pratidin tat paduka sevyatam, pratidin you serve him, tat paduka sevyatam means, don't have to massage his feet. What is supposed to be done? You serve him unconditionally. Why service is needed? Only one thing, for the tuning of mind. You have to tune your mind. Now how to recognize? We have all discussed in detail how to recognize your guru. What should be his qualification? The qualification of guru is four. Shrotriya, Brahmanishtha, and he should be coming from the guru shishya parampara, and he is able to communicate. And how to approach guru? Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, you first surrender. Why surrender is needed? Because sar under karna hoga. So whatever you have learned, you have to forget. And whatever guru says, now start assimilating those thoughts. And how to surrender? Bole dandavat. It's not that half bend. 100% bend. It is said, 100% lay down. Dandavat, like a stick. Why so? Because at that stage you are not able to do anything yourself. Because your head is down, your hands are down, feet are down, you are not able to do anything. At that time, in such a position, if you surrender in this way, then only Guru can act on you. How to recognize Guru? So it was said, if in his presence your mind is uplifted, if you are inspired, know it for sure that your guru has come into your life. Only two things are to be seen. Whether his talks or his discourses are inspiring you or not, and your mind is being lifted from the world or not. So when we talk about Sachidananda, naturally your mind is lifted. Because the worldly things we are seeing, the shortcomings of the worldly things we are taking, bhavasukhe dosho anusandhiyata. So your mind is lifted. And pratidin tat paduka sevyatam, we have seen that you have to serve unconditionally only for the tuning of your mind, so that you can know the guru and guru comes to know about you. Then thereafter, brahmaikakshar arthyatam. What is brahmaikakshar? The guru will give you now upasana. Guru will give you upasana. What is that ekakshar? Ekakshar is Om. This is Om Upasana he will give you. What is the purpose of this Om Upasana? This Om represents Brahman. It is the name of Brahman. Om itself is not Brahman. It is the name of Brahman. And Om Upasana was also given to Nachiketa by Yamraj, Lord Death, who was his teacher. Nachiketa ji sir. He also told him about the Om. Why this Om Upasana is given? Upasana, we have already seen, Upasana is required for Chitta Ekagrata. Karma Yoga is for Chitta Suddhi, and for Chitta Ekagrata, for single pointedness or concentration of mind, you have to do Upasana. So Upasana, he has given you Om Upasana. So you have to go on chanting Om, Om, Om. Now this Upasana is, in detail it has been discussed in Mandukya Upanishad. It has got three syllables, A, U, Ma. Om constitute of three syllables, A, U and Ma. And the results are different if you give stress on A. Say if you put stress A 50%, U 25%, Ma 25%, a result will be different. Second combination, or 25% stress, U 50% more, 25% result will be different. Or 25%, U 25% more, 50% result will be different. That means when we are chanting Om, so if we say Om, more on Om than U than Ma, or more U more Ma, these three combinations will give you three results. So Guru will tell you what is good for you, what result you will get, what you want from Om, and this Om represents your Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. O stands for Jagrat, U stands for Swapna Avastha and Ma stands for Susupti. Three states represent these syllables. But Brahman, bole Brahman is the fourth state other than three states. Meaning you have to go beyond Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. So long you are in these three states, you are in the worldly matters, in this world. You have to go beyond. How it is represented by Om? So when we chant Om, then comes the silence. Silence is Turiyavastha. If there is no thought at that time, you have reached that state, silence. If there is a thought comes in, again chant Om. So long there is no thought, there is no need of chanting. If the thought comes in, if the disturbance comes in, then if the disturbance comes in, then you have to start again Om. So this way you will get the Chitta Ekagrata. So why this is to be known? Because knowing the reality, everything is known. Chandogya Upanishad says, knowing the reality, everything is known. It's not that like if self is known that you will become Pandit of physics, chemistry and mathematics. No, not that way. You will come to know that everything has come in from there, come out from there. Like, example is given like, if you come to know the clay, then you will come to know about the all its products, all its names and forms, all its formation. With clay, if you have made a plate, or if you make a glass, or if you make a vati, or if you make a spoon, all are made of clay. So what we have to know? The clay. If clay is known, then everything is known. Similarly, if Brahman is known, everything is known, because from Brahman everything has come out. Let us go one step further. A plate is made of clay. Now if you touch the plate, are you touching clay or not? If you smell the plate, what smell will you get? Clay. If you taste it, it will be the taste of plate or clay. And when you are seeing it, now the eye of wisdom is needed. Don't see the plate. See the clay. Now from the form, from the plate, if you take out clay, will there be any name and form? No. So name and form cannot stand on its own. Clay is needed. Whole world, whatever name and forms are there, name and forms are unreal. What is real? Well, Brahman is real. So clay is real, all names and forms superimposed on clay are unreal. So knowing that, everything is known. So when you go to the
Guru, he will tell you about the Jiva, Jagat, Ishwar. So what should be our questions to him? Don't ask about the worldly matters. Straightway, Vivek Churamani said, there are 7 questions. Ko naam bandha, kathame esa, what is this bandhan, what is this liberation, what is this anatma, what is this atma, what is the relations between atma and anatma, please tell me. So the question to the guru, when you approach Guruji or anybody, any saints of Chinmay Mission or any saint, any Mahatma, anywhere, so your question should be about the Atma. What is my bandhan? What is Atman? What is Anatman? What is the relation between Atman and Anatman? What is Jagat? Is it really there or not? So the question should be like this. The next one is 16th step. Shruti Shiro Vakyam Samakarnetam. Listen in depth the Upanishadic statements. Now the sannyas has started. Brahmachar was over with the first statement. Grihasthasram was over when he said Nij Grihat Turna Vinirgamyatam. Second state over. Then the third state, the Upasana was now given in Banaprastha. Upasana was given for concentration of mind. Now Upasana has also worked. Your mind is now single-pointed. Now you are fit for Upanishad Jnana. Chitta Suddhi. How Chitta Suddhi was done? How Chitta Ekagrata you got? Upasana. So Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata has happened now. Now leave all your worldly affairs, all actions of the world, stop, khatam. Then what is to be done? Bole, now the Shravan part starts. This part is over. Now you are going to the Guru and Guru is now going to give you the Shravan. What he will tell you? Shruti Shiro Vakyam Samakarnetam. Shruti means Ved. Ved, Upanishadic statement, Shiro Vakyam, Sir Vakya, the head, sentence. Samakarnetam, listen from Guru. Okay. By Omkar Jap, if by continuously doing Omkar Jap, 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 your body falls, you are not able to come to the Shravan stage. It may so happen. Not necessary everybody will live 75 and beyond. What will happen? So there are lokas, above lokas. Because you are doing Upasana, you are now entitled to go to the upper loka. Omkar Upasana will take you to the Brahma loka. But Lord has said, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punarar Vartino Arjuna. Up to the Brahma Loka, if any person goes, he will have to come back again on this world. You have done the meritorious work by doing the Om Upasana. And you could not come up to the Shravan Manan Nididhyasan state. This Upasana will take you to the Brahma Loka. And there are 11 lokas stated in Taittiriya Upanishad. Gandharva lok, Manushya lok, Dev lok, Pitra lok, and up to Brahma lok. The Lord Krishna says that anybody going to even Brahma lok will have to come back. Why? Why come back? Because Shravan part is not over yet. You don't know Tattvamasi. That Tattvamasi will now come. Guru will tell you. But suppose you have got dispassion there in Vairagya, there in Brahmaloka. Brahmaji will give you that knowledge. What knowledge? Tattvamasi, you are Brahman. Then Mukti. We call it Kram Mukti. From here you go to the Brahmaloka, wait there. When dispassion Vairagya comes and you are fit, Brahmaji will tell you, Tattvamasi, you are that, and Mukta. But you can become Mukta here. If I can be able to do this Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasan, to Shiro Vakyam, you have to listen. other way bhakti mark we were discussing in our chapter 12 discussion also, if you are doing the bhakti, then what Lord will say? Lord will say, tesam aham samudharta mrityu sansar sagarat. Lord has promised, if you do bhakti, in bhakti also you are thinking about the Lord only. It's a concentration of mind. So now Lord, it's now Lord's duty to give you the knowledge. Lord will not say, come and I will touch you and jnan will happen. No. Lord will create circumstances where you can go and get the knowledge now. A guru will come in your life, or somebody will show you the satsang place, you will go there and it will happen. Knowledge is essential. Without knowledge, mukti is never possible. Sat koti janma. Without that, it's not possible. And what is Upanishad? Bole, Upanishad is the head of the Veda. And under the head, we have got this Karma Kand and Upasana Kand. So Karma Kand and Upasana Kand helps for the Gyan Kand. Gyan Kand is the head. Now, the sadhak has to assimilate Jiva, Brahma, Ajna. All Upanishadic statements are called Mahavakya. Mahavakya means, doesn't mean a big statement, big sentence. No. But the theme is big. Tat Tvam Asi. It's only three words there. But that says Jiva, Brahma, Ajna. All Mahavakya will tell you one thing only. Jiva, Brahma, Ajna. Jiva is Brahma, that's all. And there are thousands of Mahavakya in Upanishad. But four are prominent. These are taken from four Vedas. What is Upanishad? Upanishad is the head, the Gyan Kand. What does that mean? Upa means going near. Ni means with certainty, nishya, purvak. Sad means, sad has got three meanings. First meaning is gati. If you go to the Upanishad and follow it, you will start moving toward the Lord. Movement will start, gati. Because Upanishad will tell always about the Lord, always about the Om, always about the Atman, always about the Brahman. And once you start following the means, you there is a gati, there is a movement. Sad means gati. Sad means visaran. Visaran means nas. Nas of what? Avidya. It will remove your ignorance. Upanishad will remove your ignorance. What is my ignorance? My ignorance at this moment is that the world is real, this body is real, I am this body, Atman is this body. This is our wrong understanding. So Upanishad will say, this world is not real. I think it is real. Upanishad will say, it is not real. Upanishad said, you are not this body, you are other than this body. How will you prove? Very simple. My book, so book is different from me, my eyes, my body, we see always. If book is different from your, if book is different from you, then my body is different from you, my eyes is different from you, my mind is different from me, my intellect is different from me. Simple. So when you are convinced, I am different from this matter, so you have to go toward that. Mahavakya will say, and avasadhan. So the first is gati, it is a movement toward the Lord. Second is visaran, it removes your avidya, ignorance is removed by Upanishad Jnana. And third is avasadhan, loosening of attachment. Once you come to know that the whole world is unreal. It will not stay as it is. It is always changing and perishable. So your bondage toward that will now loosen. No, I was thinking this is real. This will remain the whole life. This will not remain. So now start losing your attachment to this thing. So Upanishad has got these three meanings. If you go to the Upanishad, these three things will definitely happen. So what are the four Mahavakya? Pragyanam Brahma, this is from Rig Veda and it is found in Aitriya Upanishad. Pragyanam Brahma, it is from Rig Veda and it is found in Aitriya Upanishad. Not Taittiriya, Aitriya Upanishad. Aham Brahmasmi, it comes from Yajurveda and it is in from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Aham Brahmasmi from Yajurveda, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Tattvamasi, Sam Ved, it comes in Chandogya Upanishad. Tattvamasi. Nine times it was said, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. It's not one time, nine times it was said to the student. Why repetition? To make it firm. You are that Brahman. I am Atma Brahma, Atharva Ved, Mandukya Upanishad. So these four Mahavakyas are very popular, very famous. So they come four different Vedas and from different Upanishads which you have got. But what is the sadhana now? The sadhana was stated that you have to follow dharma. First we thought the dharmic way you have to fulfill your desire, then upasana, and after upasana the yoga will happen. Now you are doing shravan, manan and nididhyasana. Yoga will happen. Yoga means you get united with the Lord. Then there was a Bahiranga Sadhana. Bahiranga Sadhana was Sadhan Chatushtaya. That was Bahiranga Sadhana. You do the Vivek, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti and Mumuchuttam. That was Bahiranga Sadhana. Now coming Antaranga Sadhana. Antaranga Sadhana, Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasana is called Antaranga Sadhana. And now the Param Antaranga Sadhana. Paramantarang sadhana is Aham Brahmasmi. So, you got the summary whole thing. You have to do dharma, righteous way you have to fulfill your desires, then upasana, like Om upasana, or your own East Mantra upasana chanting, this will give you concentration of mind. Then comes the yoga part. Yoga means the united. How it will you get united? You will come to Shravan Manan Nididhyasana. You will go to the Guru and he will tell you the sadhana. What are the sadhana? The Guru will tell you sadhan chatushtay sampan. This is Bahiranga sadhana. What is sadhan chatushtay? Viveka Vairagya Sat Sampatti and Mumuchuttam. Bahiranga sadhana. Then Antaranga Sadhana. Antaranga Sadhana means he will give you now Shravan Manan Nididhyasana. You have to listen to the Upanishadic statement. You have to listen to Bhagavad Gita. You have to listen to Upanishad, Prakaran Grantha, Shravan. Then reflect on it, continuously reflect on it. Mananam, whatever is said in the Veda, they are correct. Mananam. Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana means now you are trying to meditate on it and reach there. It's not necessary, not necessary at all to meditate and see whether Atman is there or not. Very simple, very easy to say that this finger is moving because of Atman. That's all. You are seeing because Atman is there. You are hearing because Atman is there. Still, if you want to very well, do Nididhyasana. Otherwise, not at all required. Sravan Matrena Jnanam Bhavati. Sravan Matrena Jnanam Bhavati means there are only two things. One is the matter, another is Atman. If you can understand it, Khatam, Ho Gaya. And you are not matter, you are Atman. Bas, this is Jnan. But if you want to verify, nahi, humko to dikhai padna chahiye, Atman dikhana, humko dikhao. It can't be shown. But it can be experienced. How it can be experienced? Finger is moving because of Atman. You are seeing because of Atman. All your actions are because of Atman. All equipments are of the electricity equipment are functioning because of electricity. Gurudev used to say, आप कोई बोला हमको इलेक्ट्रिसिटी दिखाओ, शो मी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. बोले ठीक है, बोले टेक आउट द बल्ब, डू इलेक्ट्रिसिटी योगा, पुट इन योर फिंगर देयर एंड देन यू कम बैक एंड एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. नाउ टेल मी व्हाट इज इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. डिफिकल्ट टू से. So, these Upanishadic statements you will get only in the Veda and Shruti. And this will give you Samakarnyatam. Listen attentively. Your understanding should be clear and without doubt. Should be without doubt. If there is a doubt, then you will not walk on that path. We have got faith on the pilot or the bus driver or the taxi driver that he will take me to this particular place. We have got faith on the rickshawala and panwala in India. If he does, this street is on this way, we will go straight way. But we don't have faith on Guru who tells you, you have to do this thing, this is not real, this is real, come this side, do Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. We doubt. A Guru will take everything of mine, he will slowly hypnotize me and take my money. Pata nahi, hoga ki nahi. So when the doubt comes, you will definitely not go follow the instruction. So that is why it is said, your knowledge should be doubt free. If the knowledge is doubt free, you will definitely walk that side. So mananan part is for the making the knowledge which you have heard doubt free. Sravan, then reflect on whatever is stated by Guru or the Shastra is correct. And once you firmly decide that whatever is stated is correct, that means Sravan Manan done, then after that walk on that path. Then the third step, verse number 3 we have to chant.
वाक्यार्थस्य विचार्यताम्
वाक्यार्थस्य विचार्यताम्
श्रुतिशिरः पक्षसमाश्रियताम्
श्रुतिशिरः पक्षसमाश्रियताम्
दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम्
श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम्
ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् अहरहर् गर्वपरित्यज्यताम् अहरहर् गर्वपरित्यज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुज्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम् वाक्यार्थस्य विचार्यताम् श्रुतिशिरः पक्षसमाश्रियताम् दुस्तर्कात् सुविरम्यताम् श्रुतिमतस्तर्कोऽनुसन्धीयताम् ब्रह्मास्मीति विभाव्यताम् अहरः गर्वपरित्यज्यताम् देहेऽहं मतिरुज्यताम् बुधजनैर्वादः परित्यज्यताम्
So we have covered 16 steps. In two verses, we have covered 16 steps. Now the 17th step is the mananam part. So sravan, you have done. Now the manan part. Vakyarthasyam vicharyatam. Reflect ever upon the meaning of the Upanishad statement. So tat tvam asi. That is the Mahavakya we learned.
The Guru said, Tattvamasi, you are that. So how I am that? So Tvam part is known. I know I am this. Jiva. Known. But Tat part, that is not known. Tvam I am experiencing. Jiva part I know. So there are so many jivas here. But when you say that Tat Tvamasi, that Tat the Lord or the Brahman, you are that, how is that possible? What is the source of knowledge of that Tat? How do I come to know about Tat?
But a Shruti.
Shruti is the source. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. Atindriya Vishaya means you can never get that Tat by your Indriyas. By your Jnanendriya, you can never get it. You can never perceive that Brahman. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. For Atindriya Vishaya, Veda are the means, Veda are the source of knowledge. Where will I get this knowledge? Bole Veda. And Veda, the head is Upanishad. Upanishad is controlling Karmakand, Jnankand, then you come to Karmakand, Upasanakand, then you come to Jnankand. So Upanishad you will get this thing. So what is the essence? It's very difficult to understand. Tat Tvamasi, He is the Lord, He is Sarva-Shaktiman, I am Alpa-Shaktiman, He is Sarvagya, my Buddhi is only this much. How can you say He is, you are the one and same? He is Creator, I am created. How Creator and created can be one and same? Very difficult to accept. So it is said, you have to find out what is the essence of Tat and what is the essence of Tvam. Who is this Lord Krishna? Well, Lord Krishna is that Chetan plus He has got a body. His body is superior. I am Jiva. Well, Jiva is also Chetan but inferior body. So if Lord Krishna is Chetan plus superior body and I am Jiva who is also a Chetan and inferior body, if we take out the body part, superior body and inferior body, then what remains? Mathematically Chetan remains. So there is no difference between the His Chetan and my Chetan. That Brahman is one and same, that Satchidanand and this Satchidanand is one and same. So from that standpoint, can I not say Tat Tvam Asi? Mathematical. Lord Krishna has also taken a form with the help of Maya. And my body is also made of Maya. His body is also made of Sattva Rajas and Tamas. My body is also made of Sattva Rajas and Tamas. Difference is in the degrees of sattva. He has got superior sattva, I have got malin sattva. So take out the maya from Lord also. If you take out the maya from the Lord means body is made of maya. If body is taken out from Lord Krishna, what remains there? The essence, the Atman, Brahman. Well, that Brahman in Krishna and the Brahman in me without this body, without this upadhi, is one and same. Now, batao, have you got any objection if the Mahavakya says Tat Tvam Asi? With body, we are different. He is Creator, I am created. He is Sarvagya, I am Alpagya. He is Sarvashaktiman, I am Alpashaktiman. Without body. Without body, He and me are one and same. This is the essence of Mahavakya. All Mahavakya will tell you this thing. Raman Maharshi used to ask anybody going to Raman Maharshi,
Because people go to Mahatma only when they have got suffering. When they are happy, nobody comes. If you have got problem, then you go to the Mahatmas.
बताओ सरनानंद के पास में कितनी बार गए एंड हर बार यू हैव टेकन ए प्रॉब्लम टू हिम दिस इज माय प्रॉब्लम व्हाट इज टू बी डन टेल मी
रमन महर्षि यूज्ड टू से किसको प्रॉब्लम है हु इज सफरिंग फाइंड आउट हु इज सफरिंग फर्स्ट यू विल आस्क हु आर यू You will tell your name. Bole no. Name is of this form. Another form has got another name. So you are not that. Family lineage. Bole no. This also belongs to this body part. I am engineer, doctor, but that is your profession. You tell me, who are you? घुमा फिरा के ही विल ब्रिंग यू टू दैट यू आर दैट आत्मा एंड आत्मन हैज गॉट नो सफरिंग सफरिंग्स आर ऑल रिलेटेड टू योर बॉडी रिलेटेड टू योर प्रकृति रिलेटेड टू दिस बॉडी मेड ऑफ सत्व रजस एंड तमस गुण सो दिस आत्मन It cannot be perceived by your Gyanendriya. It is subject. It can never be made object. Achhi tarah se pakad lo. Never try to objectify Atman. You will never be successful. And if somebody says, I will believe in Lord only when you show me, Lord, I want to see, kabhi nahi hoga. So, how to realize Brahman? What is the method? The method given is in Tattva Bodh. You do the viveka, sarir tray, sthula sarur, sushma sarir, karan sarir, vyatirikta, panchakosa atita. Do the viveka of panchakosa. It is not annamaya kosa, pranamaya kosa. Panchakosa Tita, Avasthatra Sakshi, he is the witness of all three states. I go to the sleep, but he never sleeps. Avasthatra Sakshi. So you have to vivek, you do the vivek. Kya hoga vivek karke? What will I get? I must know that also, na? So it is said, Lord has said, Jnana Agni Sarva Karmani Bhasmasat Kurte Yatha. Bole, this Jnana will burn your all past karma, khatam. There will not be any suffering thereafter. Because all karmas, all your past karma, which has not fructified, I am not talking about the prarabdha karma, because of which this body has taken birth. But all unfructified karmas, they will be burnt, khatam. And what is the logic behind it? Logic batane se to aage badhna muskil ho jayega. Logic is that you will come to know that you are Brahman. And Brahman is without gross body, subtle body and causal body. He is never a doer. Since I have become Brahman, I am not a doer. If I am not a doer now, I was never a doer in past also. Brahman never acted in past also. So I am not a doer now. I was never a doer in past. So I never did anything. No action was done by me. If no action is done by Brahman, will Brahman be responsible for the fruit of action? No. All karmas are bhasma. Jnana Agni will burn your all past actions. If you got the science, good. If you don't get the science, listen it again, contemplate on it, and you will get the answer. Who is experiencing this sukha and dukkha? I am experiencing this sukha and dukkha when mind is awake. When I am in a waking state, I am experiencing. When I am sleeping, when I am under anesthesia, no. So it is the mind which is experiencing sukha and dukkha. And mind is made of tattva-bodh. Apanchikrit pancha mahabhuta kritai, made of subtle elements, subtle great elements. And that's all subtle great elements are inert. Inert, except. So mind is inert. And Brahman has got no mind. Who is suffering? Mind, inert is suffering. I am different from that. Remove the mind. No sukta. Raman Maharshi has done this in Upadesh Sar. Bole, think whether at all mind is there or not. If the whole world is false, where is mind? Mind is also false. Mind is a part of world only. Raman Maharshi used to say, kya chota chota bahar, you are changing circumstances, going from this place to that place for better situation. Yahan dukh hota hai, sabere dukh hota hai, chalo saam ko sukh hota hai. Why you are trying to change your time and place for changing the circumstances outside? Are isme dekho, ye mind hai ki nahi? If mind is not there, there is no sukh dukh. Whole experience is in mind. Remove the mind. No sukh dukh. But you have to reach that place through mind. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasa. You have to get it through mind. But mind cannot reach, mind cannot perceive that atma. Never, never it will be able to perceive. But reaching there, you have to go through mind and go beyond mind. Yato vacho nivartante, the vak can never describe it. Yato vacho nivartante, vani comes back, can't describe. Aprapya mansasa, you cannot get it by your mind also. But you have to go through mind. Next step you take in our next class, Shruti Sira Pachya Samasya. I was thinking I would complete this one. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari perhaps in that desk, yeah.